The big event today at the Winter Olympic Games in Sochi is the USA-Russia men's hockey game. It is already underway in the Bolshoi Ice Dome. The USA or Russia can lose and still make the finals, but the emotional stakes of these two old rivals meeting today in Russia is huge. NPR's Robert Smith is at the game. He sent us a list of how he prepared for the big event.
You need five things to properly gird yourself for a USA-Russia hockey match. Number one, earplugs. It is thunderous inside the ice dome.
Russia plays very nice and very good. Russia winner.
And before the game, total strangers came up to me to ask if I had an extra ticket for the USA-Russia match. You cannot buy one anywhere. So that means almost every seat is filled with people shouting, Shaiba, which means puck. Did I say that right?
Shaiba.
Clearly the must-have item number two is a translator. Andrea Turekin helped me out. The stick?
Klyushka.
We also have a phrase that says you put the biscuit in the basket.
Точно в цель, right in the goal, like this.
He shoots, he scores.
Бросок, goal.
The Russians are amped. So how does an American get excited for Brasuk goal? Item number three, a DVD of Disney's 2004 film, Miracle. This is, of course, the tearjerker about the game that everyone thinks about when you say USA-Russia. The 1980 match between the Soviet team and a bunch of American amateurs at the Lake Placid Olympics, the Miracle on Ice.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Oh, they took it. Beat the Soviets. And journalists love this story so much that here in Sochi at the press conferences for hockey, there is one question after another about the 1980 match. Most of the very, very young hockey players just shrug it off. There is no Soviet team anymore. There is a Russian team, a team whose lead player, Alexander Ovechkin, plays in Washington, D.C. It is history. Vladislav Tretiak was one of the goalies for that epic game. Now he heads the Russian Hockey Federation.
In 1980, it was a good lesson that the Americans taught us. You have to respect your competitors, and only after the game you can tell what you think about them. We did not have the respect for the competitors at that time, but we don't have that during this Olympics.
It seems that everyone has moved on. A better inspiration for the USA team might be another video, one from the last Olympics. Let's call that item number four. A replay of the Olympic final 4 years ago. There was not a Russian in sight, but there was plenty of heartbreak. Canada snatched the gold away from the USA in overtime. And that's the game that Team USA talked about before the Olympics, not 1980. Many of the same players are back, and they do not want it to happen again. Not with Canada, not with Russia, or anyone else. Which brings us to the last thing any American going into a Russian hockey game needs. Number five, a back door to sneak out of, in case the Russians lose. Sergei Krabu is a hockey commentator here, and he says that for the Russians, everything is riding on this hockey team.
If our team wins, the country would say that the Olympic was successful. If it loses, no matter what happens in other sports, the Olympics would be not very successful.
$50 billion, the reputation of Vladimir Putin, all riding on a little black Sheba. Robert Smith, NPR News, Sochi.